But now it's time for the Garden Conversation, which is underwritten by Jewel Gardens in Skagway in loving memory of Charlotte Jewel and her vision for the gardens as a community space for peace, inspiration, and education. And I've got Leslie and Melina in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Russ. Thank you for doing this for us. We appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. Joni's gone and off to better climbs, huh?
Yeah. I think she'll be back next week.
Well, we're kind of missing a lot of people this week. Mardell and Melissa are also gone.
Right.
Probably off in the sunny land. So it's me here.
So Leslie had to round me up.
And thank heavens I could, because I need an expert gardener here with me. So we have Melina Shields, and we're going to cover flowers today because Mardell suggested that. She said so often our shows are about food, you know, vegetables, fruits, and all that stuff. And she said, you know, we need to give flowers a little bit of time here. So we're going to talk about flowers, and Melina has been here a long time growing flowers. Her mother grew flowers, so we got lots of history on flowers here. So we're going to start with what kind of flowers grow well here, Melina?
Well, I think there is actually a remarkable variety of flowers that grow really well here. I can only really tell you about the sort of narrow swath of flowers that I grow. I think what I have selected are the hardiest of the hardy.
Yeah, that's good
for,
to
for
do.
My yard. Yeah. And that's kind of where I started. I've had lots of failures. I've had things that I really wish grew, mm-hmm. but the porcupines came and ate them, or other things mm-hmm. have happened. So what I have right now, for the most part, are daylilies, irises, a lot of bulbs, primroses, sweet williams, and I just recently got some sedums, which are doing really well, of the succulent variety. And I have a large herb garden, which I kind of consider part of my sort of floral scene.
Yeah.
In the bushes, I have lilacs. And I'm growing hydrangeas this year, and they almost bloomed this year, and I have high hopes for them. I've seen them grow well in Skagway.
Oh, nice. So is there a specific variety that works for our climate?
I think the one that I have is called a PG.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I believe I actually did purchase it in Skagway, so I'm hoping that it will also work in my yard.
Yeah, you would think so. It's a little drier up there, maybe a little sunnier, but yeah, might be a good chance that it would work here. Is that something that grows large like a Annabelle hydrangea, or is it a little bit smaller?
The one that it says it can get up to 10 feet.
Oh, gee.
Now, I don't know if that will be true. A lot of times, bushes like that maybe don't get as large here, or it depends where it is in your yard. I mean,
yeah.
there's all kinds of factors. I'm just crossing my fingers. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then is that something that you prune on a regular basis, or does it take care of itself?
I am not sure fully. I guess a lot of it is I'm just waiting to see if it looks like it needs some attention. I will give it attention. I prune my lilacs fairly regularly, and that seems to help them. I read a book about pruning.
Okay.
It seemed like lilacs benefit greatly from it. The hydrangea, I don't frankly know.
Uh-huh. Well, that'll be a fun exploration into some more information.
That's right.
Yeah. So on the flowers that you mentioned earlier in that list, are those flowers that you got from someone here in town starts, or did you buy plants to begin with, or seed them yourself?
A little bit of both. I have many flowers that I have peonies that came from my mother's yard. I have irises that came from her. Mardell actually gave me the yellow flags.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And they also came with a clump of narcissus, which are the spreading kinds.
Yeah.
So they've just been spreading
all the way
across the yard. I picked up the bearded iris on the side in a free box on the side of the road.
Perfect.
Trying to think of other places that I've gotten. I've had a lot of Mandy Ramsey gave me some oregano that I think is just wonderful and marvelous, and mm-hmm. it has beautiful purple flowers. And that is the hardiest and most wonderful oregano that I have. And it's like purple fields mm-hmm. when it blooms.
I think I have something similar. I got it from Renee's Garden Seed. And I think it's a Greek oregano or something. But yeah, the purple flowers. And I started with a packet of seeds and probably ended up with about 5 plants out of that. And that was 5 years ago. And now it is just carpeting everywhere. In fact, I kind of have to beat it back. It's a little too healthy.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, one of the other things. So when I first came upon the garden site that I now have, it's actually across Mud Bay, and there was nothing there. There were just mm-hmm. a couple raised beds, and so we beat back the alders. We've been pulling stumps just continuously, and there was really terrible soil, and about bottomless clay that yeah. I've never gotten to the bottom of, and so. I was really excited about having a flower garden, and I decided, well, you know, it would be really great if I just filled in all the spaces with mint. So my mint has devoured a few of my perennials, but for the most part, it's really just worked in tandem with them. But I have hedges of mint, and I've been supplying the distillery and selling at the farmer's market, and I think I've given away more mint plants than anything else. It's a vigorous, tasty, wonderful plant, but boy, you got to watch that
yeah,
mint.
Yeah, it's kind of a thug. But I guess if we want a mojito, we come to your place.
That's right, absolutely.
So when you're taking care of your flowers, do you fertilize on a regular basis, or do you just kind of let things do their own thing?
We came on the air, and I admitted that this year I actually did not take the best care. I maintained my garden. I did not do all of the things that maybe I wanted to do, which included more regular fertilization. I think watering, even just every few weeks, adding a little fish emulsion to water when you're taking care, goes a long way. Mm-hmm. This year, what I did was essentially just fling some basic, you know, blossom enhancing organic natural fertilizer just across the yard and topped it with some seaweed to keep the weeds down and walked away.
Yeah.
But truly, when I'm more on it, I like to fertilize on a more regular basis, and then you don't have to add as much, so it goes a long way, you know, just a little yeah. bit in water. Is that kind of how you approach
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it used to be when I was new to gardening, I thought, okay, I gotta do the big fertilization in the spring when I plant or whatever, but I'm finding the more I read about it, the more plants appreciate just a little bit at a time.
But regularly.
On a regular basis, yep. Yeah. Kind of like eating, you know. You don't want to eat the giant meal once and then not eat for a week. Mm. So it's better to just give them a little bit. Mm. So do you use granular fertilizer, liquid? What do you like?
I like the liquid, but I had a big bag of granular fertilizer, so I just that's what went on this year.
Yeah, use it up.
Use it up.
And then in the fall, you know, you've got all these beautiful herbaceous perennials, and then they start dying back. Mm-hmm. Do you trim everything up, clean it up, or do you kind of let it just stay?
I usually let it stay, and I'll clean it up in the spring.
Okay.
The reason that I do that is I've killed strawberries cleaning them up too well in the fall, and it seems like their own leaves kind of give them a little mulch on top, and I tend to let them be and clean them up in the fall. What do you clean things up?
You know, when I first started gardening, I was reading all the official garden books, and they say, you know, kind of the Martha Stewart thing, clean everything up perfectly and you know, have everything spick and span. And I was doing that, but on occasion, you know, we have those hard winters,
yes.
like a white horse winter, And so you have absolutely no coverage. And I know it sounds goofy to have just kind of
sticks. Sticks and twigs.
Yeah, dead peony leaves. you know, how's that going to protect? But it seems to. So I've kind of taken the lazy gardener approach, and I leave it over the winter. Clean it up in the spring. It's a little harder to clean in the spring because it's kind of slimy and broken down.
But or pokey.
Yeah, but I think it gives a measure of protection to the plants.
It feels like that to me, too.
Yeah.
I have a lot of bee balm, which I didn't mention, which is a glorious and lovely plant and can stand up to my mint hedges. and it has very hardy stalks, and so throughout the winter, I'll see them poking up through the snow, if we have snow.
Yes, it'll come. It'll come. Yeah.
And definitely the yard in the winter can look a little haggard, but I also feel like it's better. And then I just usually break all that stuff up and turn it into mulch in the spring. Mm-hmm. And then it just helps feed whatever's, or protect, or keep the weeds down.
Yeah. And I kind of like the idea of letting things stand as late as possible, because sometimes those little tiny Tweety birds, they're picking at the seed heads, or you have, you know, a few insects around that are still, you know, buzzing around the last little bloom of oregano. And I think it just gives all the insects and the birds a little bit of something to get by on.
I love that idea.
As the winter comes on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I used to clean up my herbs, you know, immediately as soon as they started blooming, but anymore I let them go, and boy, the bees and everything, they just love it. So, you know, I'm being less tidy. I'm being more lazy.
That's great. Sounds just like you're my kind of gardener.
So, when you are dividing your perennials, do you know when to divide them, or can you divide them anytime you feel like it, or how do you decide?
So, I was told many years ago that you can really move or divide perennials at any point, but you might not get the best results.
Okay.
So obviously, if your yellow flags are blooming, you probably want to wait until they're done before you move them. Divide them. Dividing bulbs is a little different. I wait until they feel like they're crowded, or they seem like they're crowded. And I've divided them in the spring. I've divided them in the fall. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How do you approach that?
I guess because fall time is typical bulb planting season, if I'm going to divide bulbs, I'll probably do it then. And I'll probably just watch for decreased flowering.
Right.
You know, you have a clump of daffodils, and, you know, they're doing pretty good for a few years, and then it seems like they're kind of all just green leaves and not much blossom. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, I guess you guys need a little more elbow room.
Mm-hmm.
So fall time, I'll dig up the clump and divvy it up and put it in some other spots, or give it to another gardener.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Melina, for joining us here. We really appreciate it. And we're going to turn it back over to Russ.
All right. Well, thank you. I'll have to start thinking about flowers. All right. That's the Garden Conversation. Thank you, Leslie and Melina.